This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
In the United States, whole milk is currently not permitted to be served in school meal programs under the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010. So what efforts have been made to reintroduce whole milk in schools? Joining us with an update is Paul Bleiberg from the National Milk Producers Federation, who joins us now from our nation's capital. So, Paul, what efforts have there been to reintroduce whole milk in schools?
Well, that's a great question, Bill, and I think it really speaks to what we've seen since that 2010 Act was passed and then implemented in 2012. And what we've seen is consumption of milk in schools has gone down. And that's a major problem from the standpoint of milk being a nutrition powerhouse that provides a lot of essential nutrients, including calcium, vitamin D, potassium. And when you have kids not drinking milk, they're likely to be consuming other drinks that are not as nutrient-dense and not bringing them those benefits. So we've been working for several years now on bipartisan legislation called the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. And that's a bill that would essentially give schools the option, not the mandate, very importantly, just the option to serve whole and reduced fat options, milk options in schools, which they're currently not able to do under current law.
So this currently being marked up and passed in the House improved from last time for the Senate to take a look at?
Yeah, it passed the House in December 2023 with a strong bipartisan vote, but we couldn't get it over the finish line in the Senate. So we're hopeful that now we have another opportunity, and you know, after some quick movement in the House again, we can figure out a pathway forward in the Senate.
Just like milk, things are fluid in Washington. What's happening right now?
Well, it's big news, actually. Just yesterday morning, on Wednesday, the House Education and Workforce Committee took up this bill once again, just like they did 2 years ago, and they passed it out of the committee on a bipartisan vote, and that tees it up for action on the House floor sometime over the coming weeks. We don't know exactly when that'll be, but certainly committee action is a very positive step forward.
You were discussing earlier the importance of having whole milk in schools, and really this impacts pretty much every family out there.
Oh, yeah, this impacts everybody. You know, the ability for kids to consume whole milk in schools is key because it aligns with the milk at home. When you look at sales data or surveys of parents, you will see that whole milk and reduced fat are the most popular varieties by far, and they're the varieties that kids are most likely to consume. And if you only allow certain varieties to be served because you're concerned about one thing or another, and the kids don't consume them, they're not going to get the nutrients at all. Making sure that whole milk is an option is key so that kids will get the nutrients because they're actually going to drink the milk.
Well, thanks, Paul. Anything else to add?
No, I think we're just excited to get this one done and over the finish line.
Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more, go to nmpf.org.